Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakening, part of the Converging Flow. How's everyone doing? Happy Wisdom Wednesday. Great to see everyone in the chat, also known as that Sacred Space Empowerment Room. And if you're new to BTR, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, and you want to be in the chat room, that's totally fine. But if you want to ask questions in the chat, you need to sign up, and that doesn't take that long to do that. So, yeah, or you can call in at 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to get on air, that you have a question or a comment. And we'll just see some. Make sure you press 1 on the keypad. Yay, I see you guys. 253-267-201-617. And we've got more, another 323. Yay! Callers, I love callers. I love people in the chat. I just love doing this program. Today, also, is our second half of the program. We have our awakening guest today, Sheila Stirling, and you can find her at truelifesolutions.com. And she helps people live healthier and happier. And she's a holistic wellness and relationship coach, and she's expert in her field, award-winning author of many books. She's done a lot of work on de-stressing, having a better relationship with your body and mind, as well as other people. She's also a keynote speaker and educator. And again, you can find out more info if you want to check her out before she comes on air. And that's True Life Solutions. .com. So yeah, go ahead and do that. And anyway, I also want to say all things awakenings. You can email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com or awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. I suggest please don't use the Facebook. We have a producer. We have somebody that books the show, goes through the emails, and so if you have any questions about awakenings or you have guest suggestions or topic suggestions, if you have a question that you want answered on air, again, that email is awakeningsradio@gmail.com or awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Either one will get you there. And let me see. Also, I want to give other resources, my daily OM course, Navigating Your Greatest Soul Shift, and that it is, right? And that's at on Daily OM, and you can just Google that or it'll come up, put my name in, or Navigating Your Greatest Soul Shift. Also, follow me on my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living.com. And if you're entrepreneurial or you want to find out and connect into your soul's purpose, your soul's path. Like, why am I here? What am I meant to do? And you want to thread it all together in a way that's abundant, that you receive wonderfully from the universe, and that's in all ways, including monetarily. I have my Soul Entrepreneurship Program, which I believe we're starting another one in October, into September, October. But if you want dates on that, there is an application to fill out. It's a great program. I've really learned a lot from it, really enjoying it. And the people that I have worked with on it have just have amazing transformation, amazing gains. And you begin to learn that your soul's purpose is not what you do, but how you do it, right? Yeah, it takes a lot of stress off. So anyway, it's pretty cool. And, of course, selfandlight.com and then soulentree.com or soulentrepreneurship.com. We shortened it. Actually, a wonderful client, a friend, a wonderful being, Angela, gave me the name, the idea for Soul Entrepreneurship. And I think I mentioned the story. I had last year oh, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe more by now, 8, 10 people that I'd worked with over, saying, would you consider doing what you do individually for people in a group format? And I kind of did a little tally, little poll, and more people wanted the course and the program. Really, it's a program. It's online, but it's also in person. So you get individual, you know, attention. I really look over. It's very thorough and intensive because I put a lot of personal attention into what everybody's doing individually, as well as the curriculum, of the course. So there's a group aspect, and the other's an email aspect, and then you get my daily notes and updates weekly. So anyway, Angela said, "Why? I think you should do this, and I think you should call it Soul Entrepreneurship." And I went, "Done. The universe has spoken." That's what happens. The universe speaks through people. How else? Signs, symbols, events. Animal beings, known as, if you're connecting to animal medicine, through your own inner knowing or your own inner nudging, but also people. And I am going to get to callers. I want to touch on this a little bit. We have a couple of questions to get to. Yoshi wants to come in. Come on, boo-boo. I'm going to have to get a noise reduction thing because you guys can hear me moving around. Especially when I start the psychic work and start channeling. It's so much energy in. And I do this with my private clients as well. I have to move around, you know. It's just like the top of my head starts tingling and opening up, and I just feel all this energy coming through. And it's actually quite lovely. Kind of odd, but kind of quite lovely. Yeah, so you want to start listening, especially I want to speak a little bit as to the aspects, and throughout the month, I'm going to speak more on it. I'm actually going to do a couple writings. I have already been on it. With the new moon, you know, in Virgo, we've got all these aspects, and I won't get into, I know I'm also trained as an astrologer. I've been doing astrology, so I don't know, 25, 30 years, started quite young doing it, but I don't like to get into all the aspects because I don't want to lose people. And the main thing is what the heck is going on. But it is, I think, kind of important to just know some basics, like what planets are in play and what you know, and what's that mean and why. Why is it, you know, what's this particular emphasis, and the sign kind of colors, you know, what the planet is going to do. And of course the house shows where it's activated. And so let's just suffice to say there's a lot of energy. And I also, because I'm a psychic channel, I look energetically. So sometimes I see things even before they're actually an astrological aspect. So we look at it, or you can look at it numerically too, from a numerological standpoint. By the way, a good book, those of you that kind of want some basics on the astrology, I love, is it Stephen Aurora? His Chart Interpretation Handbook. You really want to dive deep. Alan Oaken, if you can find it, Soul-Centered Astrology is another good one. Marcia McKeever's has some good books out. One of my books, my astrology books, are in storage, so I'm just kind of off the top of my head. And, of course, online, there's a lot of stuff. But let's just say, basically, you're kind of being asked to be a little nitpicky and to really start discerning. See, with all these planets in Virgo right now, and especially, Mercury, because Mercury isn't just how we talk, it's how we think. It's the thinking process. And we have some aspects, obviously, to, you know, squaring Saturn and Sag. So we're still in this mode where things are pinching. And I also want to say, to me, in many ways, people think Scorpio going deep. Well, Virgo likes to go deep, too. Virgo likes details. Virgo likes to question and know why, just like Scorpio. So we had all that scorpionic energy for so long. People felt stuck in this emotional quagmire, you know, of mud, you know, just like the lotus blossom, you know, God, I'm in all this mud. Where's the bloom? Where's the bloom? And Saturn, you know, I would say it puts us in the pressure cooker. It holds our feet to the coals. And no matter how hot it gets, it's like, are you going to get it? Are you going to get it? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Are you doing it? Are you learning it? And so we've had this play of, you know, are you going to get it? Are you going to, and what does that mean? I look at things on a soul level, right? Because this is all about soul alignment. We can create, co-create from an ego perspective, a wounded perspective, or the higher self, which is connecting into the soul, which is connecting into the trend of where we're going in this universal flow, right? So there's little trends and then there's big trends. We have our own trends that we're going through, you know, especially with having birthday, the solar return, the energy changes numerically, astrologically, however you want to read it. This is ways of just tapping into the energy, right? So what's been happening is we're really being asked to look and see and feel, does this fit in anymore? Or if it doesn't fit in, how can it fit in? Or is it time to let it go? Earlier in my morning meditation and my writings, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll kind of see that what I'm going through and also the people I'm working with and what's the overall trend. I will pick up on stuff. And it's really about going with your changes. But if you don't look, which Virgo likes to look, see, likes the details, what's in there, if you don't take the time out of your life to look and see what's really going on, then you're going to miss it. You're not going to be into co-creating. You're not going to be a conscious creator. Things are going to seem to be happening to you. And by the way, I'm there too, because we get caught up. We're so into something. So I kind of want to share a little bit what's been going on with me, and you guys can see how it goes, reflects for you, as well as kind of give everybody a heads up, even though I will be doing, some of you that follow my blog and also get my newsletter. So I'm very attuned. I usually, you know, I kind of pull myself out of stuff. Some people know, you know, I pulled myself out of doing, you know, TV because I wanted to do more of my, you know, inner work and training and do more of my healing work and get that going. And now I'm back in meetings of that. And, you know, we have some shows on the docket, radio and TV. And, you know, I'll keep everybody abreast of when that actually starts airing and all of that. But also, you know, you've got to remember this, and I try to tell my clients that I work with, you know, they'll get a website up and they get going, and then it could be months, usually it's years later, but sometimes it's months if they've been in transition. And they'll say, I don't feel like doing this, or I wanted to go this, or I want to add this into what I'm doing, or I feel like doing more of this, or I want to bring more of my creativity in, or I want to bring more of my art, or I want to go back to school. And then they're kind of mad at themselves, and they're like, but then I have to pay for this, or then I have to redo my blog, or I have to redo my website, or I'm going to take out a different URL. And I'm like, of course you are, because you've grown. So especially you, all of you kind of entrepreneurs out there, it's like the artist, you know, Picasso had their blue period, you know, Pollock had their period, Frida Kahlo had her period, you know. You know, tag artists have their period, you know, everyone has their period. And yes, you can look at it as an inconvenience, or you can look at it, ooh, I'm going down this little magical road now. And I find too many people, and I think it's because there's so much to do now, perhaps with social media, there's so much change, there's so much happening in the world anyway. And again, it's the ego part of us that likes the status quo, likes to kind of park someplace. But the thing is, if you're changing, what you do is going to change the reflection. Your website is simply a reflection of you, what you write about, what you talk about, what you blog about, the art that you do, the way you work with your clients, so you use healers. So if you're growing, the emphasis of what you do and how you do it is going to change. So you've got to allow that. So instead of resisting the change, look and see, where is it going? You know, where are you now being moved? And that's literally moved inspirationally, inspirar, the breath of life. Where are you being moved to go inspirationally? So that's, and it's the change. So anyway, for me, you know, I have a new website that's coming out, which is going to be quite amazing. I'm so excited. It's something that we've been working on for a while. We scrapped the name, and now we're bringing it back in a different way, and it will be quite interactive. It'll just have just a wonderful feel, but it's reflecting where I am at now and kind of a little more playful. You guys know I have my playful side. And so a lot of my writing and what I, and the format is changing and how I'm sharing. So for those of you that are, and please sign up, you know, I'm taking names now list. I'll be sending things out for people weekly and then also monthly, but the newsletter I'm looking at every 2 months or 3 months when stuff is coming out. I'd rather help support people on a more consistent basis what's coming up, because you know those of you that get my weekly stuff, people that work with me, Tamara said yay, wonderful to hear and see you, Michelle, thank you. Yeah, we had a little computer glitch. I don't know what was going on there. I got bumped out of my own chat room is what happened. So I invite you all, you know, kind of, and other people have gone through this, maybe they're speaking about it, but take a page out of my little book here. It's like, go with your changes. That's the creativity. That's where the flow is. That's where the soul is directing you. Instead of holding on and saying, well, this has been working, or I don't want to have to redo everything. Remember, you're in the life process too. You're not here to just help people work, you know, or do, you're in it. You're not just facilitating it or putting stuff out there. There's stuff happening inside to you. And so with these aspects that are up right now, it's wonderful. I have this four planets, I believe, and yeah, four planets in Virgo. It's really saying look and see and be a little picky. If something doesn't fit in, don't try to cram it in. You're going to be reworking your relationships with people. If people are not giving enough to you, if there's not a reciprocation of energy, you'll find yourself less around that person and drawn more to people that there's more of an even energy exchange, you know, or if you're finding people are just not getting on with their self-development, their spiritual growth, or their plans, their path, and it's draggy. See, what it is right now is we're getting more and more and more into the apex of the soul alignment. So it's a squeezing out, a healing, a moving of the wounded aspects of ourself and the constructed ego so that the soul comes down through into the personality more and more, or the ego, the true ego. This is the part of us that's about our self-esteem and our identity as a spiritual being. You are consciousness made manifest. We are all consciousness made manifest. We are the soul in physical form. We have the potential to be the soul in physical form. If you know anything about soul retrieval, some people aren't connected to their soul. Some people are really from this, just simply the ego, which is, it has a lot to do with keeping the status quo, a lot of fear. Or some people are coming from the wounded or constructed ego, a lot of wounding, and they don't even know themselves. They don't even know their sense of self. Once you have a sense of self, that sense of identity, not a false identity, not being a mother, a daughter, a psychic, a preacher, a secretary, a lawyer, a president, an artist, not labels, but your identity as a soul being. Once you connect to that, right? Once you connect to that, that's where the magic is. And Tamara's putting in the chat, time to be a connoisseur of discernment. Yes, and I call it spiritual discernment. So we're judging what's right for us, right for our past, with love and mercy. We're being gentle, you know. Well, you're being how you are. Sometimes you got to karate chop. Sometimes you got to use anger. But you're not staying stuck in stuff. You're just discerning. You're discriminating. You're having that discriminating eye and feel. This doesn't feel right anymore. And that's what I had a meeting earlier today with one of the people that I work with creatively, and I said, I'm changing everything. It just doesn't feel right. The other things weren't feeling right, and some things worked for a while. I'm redoing all of this, and that's why I'm not inspired. And so I learned not to push it. You know, something else is inspiring me, and so I'm going in that direction, in that mode. I can tell you all, work on your wounding. You know, I don't know what it is on CD Baby, and it's also on iTunes. My 5-step emotional clearing process on myselfandlight.com, as well as Soul Insights for Spirit Led Living. I have the projection perception. Deal with your stuff. Virgo wants to heal. It's the healer. It's being of service. But remember, you're not just in service to other people. You're in service to your life. You're in service to yourself, the spiritual aspect of your being. You know, that Pisces Virgo polarity, a lot of people say, well, Pisces has a lot to do with sacrifice. That's a narrow way of looking at it. There's a definition of sacrifice is to make sacred. So it's a sacredness. It's an honoring. How can you honor your life? How do you feel more gratitude for your gifts? Tamara, thanks. Awesome. Glad to hear you're following your inspirations. Yes, I am. Yeah, so that's going to be reflected in my writing. You know, I've been writing professionally since about age 8, so I love my writing, my posts and everything. I want to share and help give the 411 the heads up of what's going on and help people really traverse this terrain of, you know, global, universal change, individual and collective change. And that's fun for me to do. And so when we're growing, we find ways to do our soul's purpose in different ways. Again, our soul's purpose is not what we do, but how we do it. And there should be that growth in there because, again, we're in that process. Anyway, I'm going to get to some callers. And, again, that number is 347-539-5122. Some people had emailed me questions. If I don't get them to this week, I will get to them next week. All right, let's see. 267-285, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. What's your first
Hello?
Name? Yes, I can
Kathy.
Hear you. What's your first name? Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
What's your question? I'm doing great.
I had a relationship question over the past week. There's been some things going on that I don't really understand with the person that I'm with and the way he's acting towards me. And I'm just trying to get insight into it. Because he's telling me something, and I don't know, it feels like there's something else going on. I don't know if you'd be able to give me insight into that.
Mm-hmm. And you, is he older? I can't hardly hear you. What is he older?
Oh. I'm sorry. No. Yeah.
Oh,
me?
Much better. Yes.
No, he's not. He's a year older than me.
Okay, and you want to know what? You want to know what's going on with him?
Yeah, because there have been things that have been going on over the past weeks, and I feel like he's been taking things out on me and getting upset with me for reasons that I don't understand.
Yeah, here's the thing I keep getting with him is health stuff. Did he have some health issues?
He has, like, skin issues and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's some things going on with his health that's making him kind of more testy. And I think there's something more wrong than what he thinks. I don't know if he's been to the doctor and he heard something, but I feel like he's in pain. So he's not as nice or friendly. I think he needs
to
get help with this. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's nothing that he's ever said to me.
I know. I know. I think he's been living. Is it itchy what he goes through? Is it itchy?
He has eczema. But it's, like, all over.
Yeah.
But he's had it under control for a while. Before that, it's been a little bit out of control. So, but I know when
but
he
But I'm
has,
getting
like,
some...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Something, I don't know if there's something else associated with that, but I'm getting health issues. I'm getting there's an underlying health issue. So I don't know if it's energy. But that's why he's not as present and taking stuff out on you. And he's not very happy. He's not very happy right now. There could even be. No, I think he's taking it out on you. There's something he's wanting more of, but I think sometimes when people are in a relationship, they look towards a partner instead of themselves. He would do good to go to work with a coach or a therapist or somebody to talk through this. You know, it could even be some hormonal, men go through hormonal stuff as well. But the first thing tuning in, I kept getting help, 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 help. So I don't know if the eczema is back or there's some side effect to having that, you know, almost like a low grade something, infection or something, but it's something going on with it, with his health. And it's also affecting him emotionally, you know, mentally. He's not as up. He's not as energetic. I feel him more depressed. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he's been like very, just within the past couple of days, just real snappy. And, but it, like I said, it's this, he seemed to be taking it out on me. And yesterday we had an argument, but I didn't understand where it came from. Like, it was mostly him facilitating it. And I don't know what's going on, because I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, I personally don't know what to do, you know? Because I'm getting annoyed at the same time.
Yeah. But have you asked him what's going on, or I sense something going on with you? What is it?
He was having issues with his car, and there's been money things coming up as far as that.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and he said that, you know, it's that, but I don't know. Just the way he's been acting, it just seems like it's more than that. And I don't know if he knows, or and he's just not telling me, or if it's...
That's what I'm saying. I think he needs to work with somebody, because I get, and I was going to say, I feel like there's something with a job. You feel further ahead than him. He doesn't do real well with responsibility. You know, but I'm going to say it's a physical, mental, emotional thing. I feel like there's something mentally, emotionally going on with him that he needs help to sort through. And I do feel a depression. So I don't know. I know sometimes, you know, eczema, I just keep saying health. So it could be the mental, emotional, but there's still something with the physical as well. And work, he's not happy. He's not happy in his life, and I think he expected you to make him happy, you know.
Right.
It was like a good distraction, but now he's back to focusing on himself, you know.
Okay. Is that going to affect our relationship?
Well, it already is, but you got it. Here's one thing, because I you know, my own relationship, you know, I really do practice what I kind of teach. If you want a conscious relationship, you have to make an agreement with that person. They need to work with somebody. You can't take it all on your own. And like this guy, he's got so much going on. Usually eczema, things like that, psoriasis, eczema, they do have a psychosomatic component, or a psychological component. A stress component. So he hasn't dealt with whatever's caused those breakouts. They might be somewhat under control, but he's still, there's still a lot of stuff going on in the mind and in the emotional body. And I think by whatever you guys were doing, got caught up in the relationship. I think you moved in together, I'm hearing psychically. That stuff, you know, kept it at bay for a while, but it's back.
It's starting to come back. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's been brewing for a while. You're just starting to notice it more. It's been brewing for, I'd say, the last 3-4 months. And I'd say something stressy happened right around the holidays, like December, November at the earliest, December, winter months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it got kind of swept under the carpet. And now, does he smoke pot?
He did in the past. As far as I know, he's not now.
Okay, well, that seems to be his little soother. I'm telling you, with these aspects, it doesn't matter if people believe or they're metaphysical, spiritual, whatever, they're having to deal with the same stuff. The blessing that all of us have is we at least know what's going on. We have the 411 of what's going on. But you've got to work with somebody, and you've got to make it. You've got to make it a priority. You don't need two kids in your life, a big one and a little one. You know, he's got to. First of all, he's very, very not happy. You know what I get with him? He knows he needs to make changes, but he's not. And so sometimes that causes a lot of anxiety. And if you don't have somebody to work through it with, and it cannot be your partner, it cannot be your significant other or spouse, if you don't have someone to help you navigate through this, it just gets ugly. It just collapses, you know.
Right. That's where I feel like,
you can't do it. I always tell Mike, we talk about stuff, and I go, oh, that's a good thing for you to bring up with Mark. Oh, that's a good thing. That sounds good. That's good for you to work on. Mm-hmm. Yep. You can help each other. It's kind of like team coaching, but you need to have a referee. You need to have somebody. Otherwise, it's imploding. And then Kathy Cameron's putting, I don't feel it's about you. If he can trust you and open up to you, can work through it together, maybe with a counselor, Michelle suggests. Yeah, I don't think you can do it on your own, because he has a tendency to collapse in either through the pot or bailing. When things get too overwhelmed,
That's what I'm worried about. And well, I mean, I've been saying that for a long.
I know, but see, you're contributing to it by coddling him and giving him a hall pass. He's accountable. If you don't do the tough love with him now, he's just going to flounder. He will move on, and he'll repeat and maybe go back and live with the family or mother or buddy's house. This is something deep psychological within him that he has trouble making change. He has trouble following through for himself, picking himself up and making something of his life, whatever that means. You know what I mean? That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
So he's back at square one, but he can do it. I've seen people do it. You know, a good mentor, a good guy coach, a good find somebody, but make it a requirement. You know, you can't do it with. Once he gets to a certain level, then you guys can work together. But he's got too much to work on.
Right. Okay.
Too much.
I've just been worried because we just got married, and and I'm just like, I can't. I can already see what's going to happen. I can see him getting worse, and I don't know if I can deal with it.
When did you guys get married? But you can't see. This is what I'm saying. You got to get codependency no more. Get the book. This is a great book. What is it? The Stress Solution. We had him, the guy on Arthur P. Carmicoli, Miracoli, something like that. Anyway, you can get him on that. But see, you got to. This is for everybody. I'm glad you called in. Wake up, everybody. When you get in relationship, you're not responsible for that person unless they're a child. You have to give guidelines or requirements, just like a job. What the best companies, these are our guidelines. These are your duties and your task. You can't marry somebody and then they just park their emotional blob on you, right on the sofa. Oh, here I am with all my emotional wounding, insecurity, make me happy. See, that's what happened. So you got to make some guidelines. In other words, I'm living consciously. I do this inner work. I did these courses. I listen to this show. I go to my own counselor. I need a requirement that you're doing your own life. You're handling your own life. You are seeing him melt down, but that's why I said there's a mental, physical component there. He doesn't know how to handle responsibility or stress. And I feel like when things started revving up, he was already starting to get unglued.
Yeah, we got married.
And now it's okay. So what was going on around December?
December? I mean, we
had. Did you guys move together before? Something was going on around.
We moved
the
together. We moved together months before that, last year, but it wasn't in December. And
what was it like?
It was a little bit.
Was it? But,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It was a little bit when?
It was a little bit stress. It was a lot of stress to do with the wedding and planning and trying to figure out what we were going to do. And I could tell that just going into the responsibility part of it, it did do something to him.
Yes, yes.
But now it's just
okay.
I don't.
But no, but let's stop there. That why didn't you do something then? What are you afraid of? Why didn't you do something then when you saw him already overstressed and unraveling and not really being a partner with you? Kathy. I love you, girl, but I want you to step into your empowerment, your wisdom.
Because I was afraid he was going to leave.
Yeah.
When I push him to do certain things, he gets upset or I can see him getting anxious.
Upset is better, but upset is better than what he has now. You can tell him, look, you're repeating a pattern. I love you. I want to help you through this. And I want to work on my stuff. Because he's not going to be a success in his life. If you really love him. If we, M. Scott Peck talks about this in The Road Less Traveled. And then there's another book he has on relationship. And he talks about catharsis, which just basically the term means to kind of glump together, to overly merge, just like sticky glue. Two gums together. And we just call that love. His exposition, which I agree, is when we really love somebody, a mature love, wants what's best for that person. We want spiritual growth, and we've set up the relationship in such a way that both parties are spiritually growing. One of my mentors and teachers, who now my boyfriend works with, I've talked about him with the lion and unicorn, he says there is no, a relationship will not last unless each person in the relationship is becoming more conscious. So you can save this girl, but you have to be a queen, be in your empowerment, and just, hey, I love you, but guess what? Guess what's happening again? Who cares if he gets mad like a little baby? You're making a requirement. You're not giving an ultimatum. You're saying, look, we got to renegotiate things. People in long-term relationships renegotiate all the time. There's a cycle. There's a merging phase. That's where there's a lot of projection. We also call it the romantic phase. And then you go into the disappointment phase. But guess what? The disappointment or disillusionment happens the whole relationship, even a job, anything. You get just, oh, I didn't know it was going to be this hard. I didn't know they were like this. Or I'm growing, they're not. Or now they want to move or they want to change jobs. I don't know. And then you have to recommit. After you negotiate the differences, you have to say, look, we're at a different level now. We've grown. I'm seeing this. You're doing that. This is what I suggest. We should have done this earlier, but let's these requirements. You renegotiate the differences or negotiate differences. You move into recommitting. And then eventually gets to a level where you have some kind of shared focus or activity, whether a child, buying a house, a garden, having a garden, something where you're co-creatively doing something individually as well as together. So, yeah, you can save it, but by putting your head in the sand, you're not going to save it. He's more likely to leave if you just let it go because he's crumbling inside. He does not know how. He doesn't have the tools to handle stress or pressure, whether it's external or internal. And right now he knows he needs to make some changes. That's what all this anxiety is about, because he's not taking the energy of needing to make changes and using it co-creatively. You see?
Okay. Yes.
All right, sweetie. I'm with you. Keep calling back. Keep connected. I do suggest those two books. They will help, even the stress solution, because it will help you learn kind of the communication skills and the languaging, but you're not, it's sometimes it's how we broach things, the communication, and we can all improve. I'm improving my communication skills, it's like, because after a while you do get so frustrated, you just want to choke yourself, choke them, pull your hair out, or scream down the street. I'm like, here we go again, but there's a way to reach a person. If you make him see it's not just about the relationship, it's not just about you, it's about him and his growth and actually being happier, right?
Right.
I love what Tamara is saying. I want to cry so much. Tamara, this is so beautiful. Kathy, you're capable of moving through your fear of losing him. Bring forward your queen wise self. As you do this, you'll be modeling wonderfully for your daughter. Yeah, and for him. Once, and I had this once in a relationship, once I got over the fear of losing the person and I said what I really needed, that person turned things around and grew tremendously. So if we don't think they can grow, then how do we expect them to grow? Do you see what I'm saying? If you don't have that confidence, you know, I always tell myself, hey, I did it. I'm growing. I pulled myself out of stuff. Why can't the other person? And you make it that a requirement that they be the best version of themselves for themselves, not even about you in the relationship, because the relationship is only going to be as thriving as the individual.
Right.
All right, okay. Sweetie, get support, get help for yourself, and, you know, make him, you know, help him to help himself, I guess is what I want to say.
Okay.
All right. Big hug. All
right,
sweetie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Big hug. Yeah. And men do it too, but women, we kind of, Tamara's saying so much love to you, Kathy. You got this. You do. Sometimes when we save the unthinkable, the unspeakable, it pushes that person to go, wow, I don't know. Something alchemically happens. Something internally happens. We don't even know what it is cognitively, but something happens. And believe me, with these aspects, there's going to be more and more of that. So everybody's getting that wake-up call within themselves and for each other. You know, we've got to hold each other accountable. That's the service. I see you uncomfortable. I tried to tell a friend this one time years ago, and it brought amazing growth. I said, it hurts me so much to see you hurting yourself. Please do something. You know, this is hard for me to see you this uncomfortable, you this stressed, you harming yourself. So what I think sometimes when we come from, we want the best for you, the person kind of see, that's what love is. But get a teacher, get a mentor. La la, 201-716, welcome to the program. Hello. 201-716, you're on air, you're on Awakenings with Michelle J. Okay, I'll have to come back to you then. Here we go. 323-638. You're on air.
Oh, hey, Michelle. It's me, Angie.
Hey, Angie. Welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Howdy doody.
Okay. Okay. So have more family of origin stuff. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, there's a lot of that up right now.
Yeah, I have a new relationship now since moving out of my mother's house. And the house got sold. So my mother's living in Vegas now, and my father's taking care of her. And what happened recently, like in the past several days, is my sister wrote a letter to my father because she got fed up with his inauthenticity. And she even included elements of the past regarding molestation. And She said she would prefer space unless he gets therapy and wants to genuinely improve the relationship. So, and she sent it to, you know, me, my father, and, you know, my mother's kind of out of the loop because she's kind of like, I guess, resting or, you know, trying to get herself together. So my father responded.
Right.
He was very defensive, and he was stating, like, I only briefly glanced at the email, but I already felt that it was very defensive, and, you know, the vibe I got from it was he was stating he did the best he could to be a good provider for the family, and I think he denied the molestation. So, and I responded to the email saying I would respond later in the week since I'm busy with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother's older sister, my aunt called urging me to make sure my mother has a living trust, since my mother feels that my mother's a little out of it. So my question is, like, how should I respond to the email? Like, and also, do you think my mother's memory situation will improve? Like, she seems physically healthier living in Vegas, but she's living with someone she doesn't love and trust.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. But email my sister wrote
why
deep,
did
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what is your so why is she sending it it's to you? It's between her father.
Oh, no, it's to my father. Yeah, it's to our father saying she basically called I felt it was a level-headed email where she said good and bad, like what she appreciated about growing up with him, but also stuff that bothered her about growing up with
which
him,
is which good.
Included,
yeah.
And I told her I supported her with whatever she had to express because I felt it was coming from a genuine place. Well, I just felt it was healing for her to write it, and she's not going to read my father's response for a while. So, and you know, like I want to respond to the email. I'm in it. Because I have that shared history with her, with the molestation as well. And I just saw that my father was just in denial. It's like, he's, you know,
usual.
He wasn't great.
Yeah.
So he was a great provider, but it's almost like my perspective on it is there can't be an authentic communication unless there's probably a third party involved, because all this time, you know, trying to communicate with him directly leads nowhere.
Because
he'll deny it. Yeah.
So what's your question? Well, a couple of things I feel like, which is really good and kind of, I think, kind of, I want to say, hearkened by you, you know, that you're on your path and kind of moving through things. So the family is clearing up. These are kinds of things that will happen more and more. Is bringing things to the surface. And again, it's all out of wound. It doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it legal. But it's you know, we learn through the next level of love, which is moving. It's heart centered, but it's moving from the pink ray of light of self love and self acceptance into acceptance and love of others, which is the magenta ray. It's that love that encompasses people and you saw my post like on love. I think you put, you know, how can we start learning how people can hurt us and harm us. So love is not, there's everything is love, but in varying degrees. I always say it's either a cry for love or an expression of love, no matter how nice the action or heinous, it all has to do with love on a gradient scale. Connection, affection, appreciation. It could be twisted love. It doesn't matter. You can describe it different ways. So in order for the, you know, the soul alignment to complete and for us to live more with group awareness, group consciousness, we're becoming more aware of the ourselves and the other and how we are, you know, interconnected. And with that is how it's love is a little messy. You know, it's like we it's not black or white. You know, people, they don't love me. So no, they do love you, but they're wounded and they're twisted. And this happened to them. And they do this horrible, weird stuff. But like you say, but they're a good provider. Or maybe they were a good listener. But then behind the scenes, they were doing this weirdy stuff. So I feel there's like major healing within your family and you're a separating out that needs to happen. One thing I feel for you is less focus on your mom. And just like I was telling Kathy, our other caller, is right now what you need to be doing is focusing more on you and your healing and referring. Hey, I heard about this book, or I listened to this show, or maybe you should go to a group or get a counselor or a coach or a therapist. Start referring them to the support system so it doesn't become all about you and you can keep to your path. And so kind of that strength in numbers, instead of it collapsing into that, you know, that vortex where you're the only one holding things up. That is the misuse. Yes, that's a misunderstanding and misuse of the Virgo Pisces axis, where we thought, oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to volunteer. I'm so tired, but I'm volunteering 50 hours a week at the church or the synagogue or the spiritual, even though I work 60 hours a week. Oh my God, uh-huh. I'm taking the kids everywhere in the car. And I'm, you know, no, it was uh-huh. to make sacred. It was
okay.
How do I make my life and everybody else's life sacred? How do I honor the sacredness and be in service to that? What's mentally
mm-hmm.
healthy for me? What's emotionally healthy? So you're at that apex right now. Now we're activating
yeah.
a lot. We're activating in the Aquarian age, the Leo Aquarius axis,
mm-hmm.
where we say, hey, it's also about me and my life, but it's also about your
yeah.
life. It's about the group, but it's also about the individual. So I feel for you, you detangling from the group of the family, still keeping
okay.
the bond there, being there, but letting that emotional
mm-hmm.
breath, a bigger breath emotionally, a little more space, a little more psychic space, mental emotional space,
mm-hmm.
so you can do more of what's right for you and focus on your healing and your creativity. Does that help?
I like, yeah. I was...
Good.
I was looking for confirmation
right.
and
oh,
yeah,
good.
I was looking for confirmation and you gave it to me. Like it just, because
okay.
I was like, I feel like I'm fine tuning my internal guidance system. And then
yes.
after talking to you, because the thing is like internally I felt, you know, I want to disentangle from all this mess. And
yes.
it kind of felt like an octopus that was trying to,
yes.
grab at me,
yes.
and I was like, I want to get
yes.
away from it.
yeah.
What you said
yeah.
completely resonates.
Well, mm-hmm. good. And that's the thing is by us doing what we're doing, they will
mm-hmm.
feel that energetically. They will start shifting, and they'll see it by, I think Tamara put in the chat, by modeling, by example.
Mm.
And yeah, it is an octopusy feel because what you're getting is the astral entanglement. You're connected anyway spiritually. We don't need to protect.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to put light around us. We don't need to send vibes. No, we're all interconnected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're connected
yeah.
to your soul, your sense of self, you're on purpose, things
uh-huh.
don't encroach upon you. And that's what we're
oh.
learning. We're all learning to do that.
Okay.
Yes, it's an energetic
mm-hmm.
thing. Oh, yeah, when you're on fire, you're on purpose. You don't
mm-hmm.
have time. You know, you feel the sticky glue.
Yeah.
You feel the sticky
okay.
and you go, uh-oh, not sticky
yeah.
enough for me right now. You know, here's
yeah.
a good book. Here's a good book. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't
I
get
like
in
that,
the sticky.
Yeah.
You don't, yeah, don't get in the quicksand.
Okay.
All right,
okay, that completely resonates. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. Big hug. Okay, it's time for our awakening guest. Sticky is not for me right now, to find mystic splitting. Here every week on Wednesday, we have a lot of new listeners by phone. And, the triangulate. So true, Tamara. Yeah. That's why the three, that is so deadly. That's why I said you shouldn't be involved in it with your sister. We see parents do this. People like to gang up, you know, they want to have an ally, but you can't get real communication or healing when there's triangulation going on, when there's two people against one or saying, let's side with this or I'm right. Parents do it all the time. It's horrible, horrible. Yeah, it just, that creates a wound that takes a long time because the person never feels supported, heard, listened to. Great to have all of you here. You can listen by phone if you're in the chat. You can listen there. We have coming up now, this, as I said at the top of the program, Sheila Sterling of TrueLifeSolutions.com if you want to check her out. And Sheila helps others by living a healthy, happier, and fulfilled life. Her purpose is in doing this. She also is a holistic wellness and relationship coach. She's an expert in her field, award-winning author. She has CDs that help balance brain function and de-stress the body and mind. She's also a keynote speaker, an inspirational leader, group facilitator, and also works within the community. She's a Southern Nevada coordinator for IONS, Institute of Noetic Science. Love that group, which is bridging science and consciousness. She also has a new book out, cookbook actually. So we're going to dive in and see what she's doing. Hello, Sheila. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. It's been a long time. I'm so excited to be back.
Oh, it's been so long. And I remember you were doing a lot of, at the time, expos, speaking and putting on an expo. You're always quite busy. You've always got a lot of fulfilling things that you're doing, Sheila.
That's true. Yes. So still doing the expo, but my new book, Anatomy of Healing and Wellness, it's going to be in all the whole – actually, you're going to be able to find it in the Whole Foods in Southern California. If you don't find it there, you can always ask them. I just haven't gotten down there yet, but it's been approved to be in all the Whole Foods. And my new Vibrant Life cookbook will be coming out. It's going to print in about 2 days.
Okay.
So a lot of very exciting things happen. Yeah.
And tell me the other book, because I want to, and you're fascinating and fabulous writer. I have some of your books. Actually, and some of your CDs, your healing CDs too.
Yeah.
The real deal. Now, tell me, so we've got the new book, the Vibrant Life Cookbook, and then what's the one that will be available in and the other one's the... In Whole Foods?
Yeah, Anatomy. The
Amazon
Anatomy is called Anatomy of Healing and Wellness.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that they can be found on my website, which is actually True Life Dash. There's a dash in there. So it's True Life Dash.
True Life Dash.
Solutions.
Okay, I put it correctly in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
True Life Dash Solutions. Okay, I have that. And Vibrant Life Cookbook, which is out in a couple months, you said?
No, it's going to be out. It'll be out in 15 days.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
15
and actually,
days.
The,
yay.
Yeah, the page is going to go up probably by tomorrow on my website. And for the first probably 2 to 3 weeks, it'll be free shipping, which is quite a saving since it's a big book. So,
okay. Tell us a little bit. There's so much to cover with you because you do so much. I didn't know you coordinated for IONS.
We don't want to forget my anti-aging cruise coming up in March because that we're leaving out of San Pedro, so on a princess line. So it's such wonderful.
Okay.
If you have listeners in Los Angeles, it would be so simple. Just walk out your door and get on the ship with us.
Now, let's talk about that really quick. The anti-aging cruise, tell us what that's about and what people can expect with that.
Okay, the anti-aging getaway cruise is fabulous. It's going to be March 9th through the 13th, 2017. We have 7 anti-aging classes. I'll be teaching one, staying 32 or 90. We actually have the inventor of the Lumalight therapy going to be one of the teachers teaching, I think, longevity of the face using light. We have reconnective healing being taught, energy balancing, hypnotherapy, even a belly dancing class. It's just going to be so much fun. So we have a lot planned. Yeah.
And how long is it for?
It's 4 days. We're going 4 nights, actually. We're going to go to the island, Catalina Island, and then down to Ensenada, and then back up into Los Angeles. So it's a fun, long weekend, actually, and it's very, very reasonable. So it's wonderful. And if you go to truelife-solutions.com, you'll see on the right-hand side there's a boat there. You just click on the boat, and that takes you to this pretty lavish website that has all the details.
Okay. So Crystal Tucker in the chat, you can go to the truelife-solutions.com and there'll be information on that as well. Got it. Oh, Crystal, good. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Got that. That sounds good. Oh, Catalina's nice. The night. And Ensenada too. Wow.
Yep.
Do they get off? Do you guys get at port? Oh, nice.
Oh yeah,
we'll be spending
all day in Catalina and then another full day in Ensenada. You don't have to.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Nice. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do the goddess stretch, and if we can, we'll see. But the belly dancing class might be even on the beach. We don't know yet. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. So,
okay.
Know, grab
somebody's
your
asking,
shoes
how
and
can
grab
I?
Brandon.
How can I incorporate live painting there? We've got a chat.
Live painting?
Yeah. I don't know. I would say contact, you know, maybe do you have email on your site?
Yeah. Well, yeah, contact. Just contact me. Uh-huh. You can hit contact and fill it out, and it'll get right to me. I mean, or you can email me at Sheila Z, Sheila Z, like zoo, at truelife-solutions.com.
Okay. truelife-solutions.com. Okay.
Yeah, solutions.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, Crystal, there you go. Yeah, got it. Sheila Z at truelife-solutions.com. Perfect. Okay, so I'm really curious about your anatomy of healing and wellness.
Right.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, absolutely, and I'll tell you, this book came about, you know me. I've been to the other side a few times, and things happen, right? Well, something else happened about 3 years ago. I was kind of in another accident. And I'm very fortunate because I could have been in a whole lot of pieces, but I did laterally fracture the neck of my right femur. And so during that time and the recovery, I had a chance to really look around, and it's amazing how everything came together, because, you know, I've been in this industry for a long time, but everything kind of came together. As a matter of fact, I recovered so miraculously, my surgeon actually went on my protocol. She's like, I don't know what you're doing. And I said, it's simple. I put myself on my own protocol. But the anatomy of healing and wellness is – oh, yeah. That's all about kind of changing the blood. You know, we all – that's a whole other story. But anyway, we want to be at our peak. We want to be vibrant, even if we're 50, 60, 70, doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter anymore. We can be vibrant always. It's just a matter of having a clear path, as you know, and having the right tool.
Yes.
Anatomy and Healing and Wellness is an amazing reference book. It starts out with the physical form of wellness, goes through every organ, everything, like all the minerals, where do you get them, how much should you take, and foods, you know, and things like that. And I go into the science. The second pillar is the science of wellness, the quantum physics of the body, how it really works, how it communicates, why, and how you can tap into that to become part of it and sort of not on it but in it, which if you get 100 trillion cells moving in the same place, you are unstoppable, right? So, and then the third section of the book is synchronizing the conscious and subconscious mind, because – you know, we all know, and you certainly know, I was listening to some of your comments and wonderful things that you were speaking with people before this. And, you know, our emotional state, people don't realize. They think, well, I just want to be healthy, but I don't want to deal with anything. I don't want to deal with emotional. It's like, well, it's not separate from you. It's part of you.
No,
and,
absolutely.
You know, so to move forward in any kind of real health and wellness, you need to be able to synchronize the conscious and unconscious mind. So that there's a whole chapter, you know, for that, and it's wonderful. And then the whole back of the book is using foods as medicine, and it goes into even what herb you should have in your cabinet, how to use them, what teas are medicinal, how to use them. The book has so much information that it's amazing. It's 268 pages, but it's a big book. It's like 9.5 by 7.5. It's a big book, and it's wonderful. So I'm really proud of it. It's funny. I'm using it as a reference myself, and sometimes I'll pick up the book and look at this and go, "Who wrote this? This is like really good." You know. So
it's good when that happens. You know.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
So it's really the basis. I think every household should have this. And the new cookbook is kind of an offshoot of that, because I talk about food so much, and people who go on my protocol have such miraculous results, and I tell them, I didn't do it. I can tell you exactly what to do, but you are the one that has to do it. But so many people have been asking me, oh, my gosh, how did you do that? It's so simple, but how did you make that? And how come I could eat this, and it doesn't have all these things? I said, you know what? I'm putting all this down. So I did. There's over 70 recipes in the book, And they're, you know, there's all kinds. Someone said, "Oh, is it vegan? Is it raw? Is it, you know, holistic? Is it health?" I said, "It's all of the above. Is it hearty?"
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's everything. And there's so much information in that too. You know, like there's one salad in there, for example. It's, you know, it has beets in it and peas. And so the question is, well, why beets? And I go into the whole kind of, not history of beets, but why would you eat beets? You know, it lowers the blood pressure. I have all of the,
yeah,
you know, all of the technical things.
The blood
things.
Purifier.
That some people really want to know. So it answers a lot of questions, and the recipes are delicious. So I'm so excited about it.
Now, Sheila, will you, for our listeners, because it's just, you've done some phenomenal healing work on yourself, and that first acts, if you don't mind sharing that story, that just, wait, let's go. We got a question in the chat, and then we'll go into that. What are some of your favorite and most accessible empowering tools?
Some of my favorite empowering tools? Well,
yeah. What are some of your favorite and most accessible empowering tools? Yeah.
I'll tell you one that I consider kind of, I don't want to use the word basic, but how about a pillar? And it's the fact, and it's one of the things that I teach, and one of the things that I truly believe. If you can shift your knowingness to understand and truly believe that everything in the universe is happening for you and not to you, that alone, that perception shift alone will shift everything around you, in you. Because truly, everything is happening for us. Even though it might not look that way at the time, it's happening for us. So that to me, that's my most powerful tools. I mean, you know me. I'm a certified lymphologist. I've got, you know, I have all these credentials. There's so many different healing modalities. But the strongest one, and the one that is the most prevalent in anybody's life, is finding that healer within, finding your own healer within.
Yeah.
Yeah, and part of that is the belief system, knowing that everything is happening for you. It kind of flicks that switch. So, thank you for that question.
Camera, great perception. Yeah, definitely most powerful one for me too. Yeah, I think for me, that coupled along with I am being guided. There's a reason I'm going through this. I'm here learning, which is kind of what I tried to say at the beginning of the program, that nothing's happening to us. We're in this too. I think people, and we're taught on a society level, go with this, do this, go to school, get this, and then you're impervious. Nothing's going to happen to you, but only the good. And then something bad happens. It's like, I did everything right. But on some level, and what's so interesting, on some level, everything, and that's also part of my background with New Thought, and that everything is happening not only for a reason, but the underlying trend of everything ultimately ends up being pro-survival or for the greater good. There's always some life-enhancing, something released that brings us in a new, you know, a new direction, with individually or collectively.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I kind of caught getting at the macrocosmic view. We can't totally live there all the time, but then we get the individual, the microcosm. But it's good to go into that metaphysical view and see, the universe isn't against me. It's this is happening for me, for my growth. There's something I'm going to get out of this or get from this, something helping me become better, you know. Very powerful. And you live this. I mean, and then another one, choose to perceive. Yes. Yeah. Well, everything is how we perceive. I always say you can be stuck in projection, or you can begin to move into perception.
Well, right.
And the more emotionally clear you are. Right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And one of my books, I don't know which one it is, but I say, our life is your life is your perspective, your perception of life, you know, your perception. So that your life is your perception of life, and no two people will have the same perception. So it's important that, you know, in some of your the calls and stuff, but a lot of times people kind of get caught up in that, and they're like, well, why isn't this person understanding or doing, you know, what they're doing? It's like, it's not that they're doing something wrong necessarily. There's no wrong or right. They're walking on a separate path, and no, you know, for them it might be the right path. The question is it the right path for you?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, a lot of discernment comes in there. So,
I think we're all in that, more of that stage right now, to discern how does it fit in, or does it even fit in? Or if it fits in,
exactly,
maybe it used to fit in 100%, now it's 70%, and you got to go with that. Otherwise, it's going to be kind of uncomfortable. You know, it's going to be worse than a bit, right? It gets more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So that accident you had, and I mean, it's so visual when you shared it. I can still see, and that great, you know, other dimensional, the healing, the health that you had, and then the healing. But just for our listeners, we have a lot of new listeners, and you were on so long ago, if you can share, and that was kind of the direction that kind of got you deeper into your path as well, if I understand.
It
I remember
shifted
correctly.
Me. I mean, I had my first death experience when I was 5. I drowned, and that really opened me up. So I was always kind of weird, but as you know, I think what you're talking about is in 1999, I was in a serious car accident, and I call it being taken, you know, once again, and I was given a clear choice to go then or get more serious about being who I am, you know, in the world and for the world. And I made a promise, which I live every day, and hence all this stuff that keeps pouring out of me because I am a conscious channel. But it took me almost 6 years to get back in my body. I had a lot of different injuries, as you know, but the head trauma injury was probably the one that took me, you know, in the deepest, because you go through an unraveling of the personality and everything. And of course, I began traveling in different dimensions. I was way out there. But see, from that, I say the angels gave me this gift, Sounds of the Soul. I became a conscious channel, and that music that has helped so many people worldwide.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. But it came from that. Those tones, it was tested by a quantum physics company. Those tones will move matter. And I don't take credit for it. I mean, it came through me, and I was able, thank goodness, to get it down, you know, on a CD. But seriously, that was a gift from the angels. They pulled me in, they pulled me through, and they helped me to regain my consciousness on this plane, on this level. And so I'm ever grateful for that, and I'm so grateful that I was able to download it, because at that point is when I started really realizing that the things coming through me were not for me. So, they're just not. When things come through, a lot of people, at first, you know, I'm like, oh, this is great. I can use this in my healing practice with music. But as you know, it kept getting louder and louder and louder in my head until I couldn't understand anybody. People were talking, and the letters were falling out of their mouth. And I'm like, uh-oh, I'm getting symptomatic again. Something's happening here. And so I was just so fortunate to be able to have a friend with a studio that gave me the leeway. Note by note, we downloaded it. And then, you know, I said, well, there's more. I have stuff in my head. He said, well, I'm just going to play this on a loop. You go in the studio. I'm going to get some lunch. Whatever comes out. And what's on that CD is actually what came out. And if you listen to it, it's quite something. I still use it.
And I have too. I still have it. It's
very
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very angelic.
I'm so grateful that it's helped so many people, you know, and it helps to reconnect to source too. And so I'm very thankful for that. That was one of the first things that came through me. And then, as you know, all these other things, I'm kind of been lead, and I just follow where I'm led, you know, like this anatomy of healing and wellness, you know, is all about, you know, staying 30 to your 90, but it's more than that. It's about living your optimal life, stepping in to your optimal self And it's pretty tough to do that. Anybody who's had anything physically happen to them, they're ill, they're not well, or things are kind of going, an old saying, I didn't make it up, but somebody said, your health is your wealth. And, you know, it's very, very true. Anybody who's had something happen understands only too well that without our health and without taking responsibility, and these days we have to take responsibility for our own health because nobody else is going to do it. And, you know, a few pills from the pharmacy is not going to cut it.
No.
So,
no,
yeah,
that's not health.
That's not health. No, it's not. So that I'm so grateful. And that book came out of, I had a long recovery period, and it was just, it was like another channel. That Anatomy of Healing and Wellness came through me like everybody has to know this. This all came together in my heart and in my mind and my spirit, and I just started writing it down. And that's, you know, because I have all the information. It's all, you know, a lot of us have all the information, but how do you put, you don't have to buy 7 books to get what's in this book. How do you, how do you even putting it together?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, connecting the dots. It's good to have a reference, you know, in one place, and someone that can connect the dots, someone that's been through it, you know, we don't, most people, don't have time to go through all the 7 books or do the research. But these are things, too, and I love that you say healing and wellness, because wellness isn't just physical, as you know. It's mental, emotional, spiritual. And we don't have true health unless we have wellness, you know, in our life, or we make room for our self-care, you know, and food.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think
and,
somebody
you know,
I was
and,
talking to.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just saying somebody that I was talking to once that actually I believe was a chemist, scientist, did, said that anything actually that you put in your body is a medicine, because medicine is just, it's something that creates a chemical change, you know, supplements,
well, yes.
And you know,
hormones. Everything is energy. Everything is energy.
Yeah.
And so anything you put in your body turns in, it ingests it and turns it into the energetics of the body. And that's why what we put in the body is pretty darn important. You know, the old saying, you are what you eat, turns out to be true.
And I think if people look at, if people start, you know, there's more awareness around that, you know, automatically people will
absolutely.
Be living more optimally, right?
Oh, absolutely. And in today's world, I talk about that a little bit in the book, you know, it used to be, even when I was younger, we didn't have to worry. You know, we could go and eat near a corn. I wouldn't touch corn with a 10-foot pole if you paid me now. But, I mean, we didn't have the genetics and the, you know, people trying to modify the stuff where the body can't even recognize what food what food is coming
what
in
it
if
is.
It's been genetically modified. And the air, with all the things that are happening with the air and the water, the food today is not the food that we had even 10, 15 years ago. So it becomes even more important to seek out the clean, seek out as clean as you can get your food, as clean as you can get your air and your water, because ultimately that is what causes us to thrive, you know, on many aspects. So it's true. It's really something.
Especially water. I have a filtering system in the house, and it's high alkaline oxygenated water, and it just, oh, my God, you want to just drink it all day. It's so good.
Right. Yeah, oxygenated water is very important because most of the water is not, you know, and if you're microclustering your water, that's good. You know, I see a lot of people, though, drinking really high pH water. And I just want to say one thing. Please don't drink it 20 minutes before you eat or 20 minutes after you eat. Well, you know, some people say, well, I'm not having, you know, high oxygen water because, or I'm not drinking high pH water because it's going to slow down my system. So, and that's not my digestive system. So that's not really the case. What happens is if the water even makes it into your digestive system, then it does cool it down just a little bit. But that's actually good for your digestive system, because then the body starts to make new hydrochloric acid. And so it's actually good for the digestion. But if you mix that high pH water with your food, you don't want that cooling going on while your body is trying to digest food.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've walked in restaurants before, and, you know, they're advertising, we serve 9.5 with our meals. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, are you crazy? What are you trying to give everybody, indigestion? Or, you know, so pH
that's
is like anything else. Like anything else, it's not only what you do, but how you do it.
How you do it.
So
now, what do you think? I've heard some people say if you already have a very alkaline diet, that sometimes it can be too much to have high pH, like 9.5. Maybe you want to do 7 or 8. You know, some people say that. Some people say the high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Depends on what you're eating.
People talk about the spectrum. I've seen people that have 11 point something. I'm like, don't put that in your mouth. People don't seem to realize is that if your pH in your body moves more than like 1 point, you're not gonna be breathing anymore. We are such an amazing and delicate balance. The pH of our body is, you know, very, very important, and the body works very hard to keep it, you know, right. You know, the blood, certain parts of the body have different parameters, but it's important to be alkaline, yes, but you can go overboard. You can make yourself very sick.
Two can be two.
Yeah.
So good to know.
And please don't drink. I see people walking around with bottles saying, I got 9.5, and I'm looking at them going, and you put it in plastic? You realize that the 9.5
glass.
I know it's like the molecular structure is going to start decomposing the plastic, and you're going to be putting it in your body. So.
But isn't there that plastic that it doesn't do that? I don't know what it's called. Isn't there the blue plastic that you can have the higher alkaline water, I think? I'm not sure about that, but
there,
I thought.
Well, there are different grades of plastic, but, you know, high alkaline water, you just have to kind of be a little careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. It's good for you, though. And low pH, I mean, you know, low pH, the acidic water is very important, too. You know, but you would never put that in your body. But if you had an infection, you know, and you soaked your foot in it, I mean, in Japan, they're curing gangrene with it. So, you know, they both have their place and their function.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. But that's, anyway, sorry. Get off on a tangent on high pH water. Right?
No, but that's great. No, you're such a wealth of information when it comes to, I want to say, not some diet, but nutrition and, you know, health food. Did you always have this interest?
You know, I really did, because my entire family was diabetic. My grandparents both died from complications of diabetes. My mother, of course, with diabetes, of course, you have problems, and then heart disease, you know. So my whole family, my father died of lymphoma. My family, I actually helped, I got my mother off of insulin. I mean, I don't think I was even 30 yet, and I got her to trust me and do what I say, you know, for a few months. And, you know, she still took one pill a day, but, you know, we got her off of insulin and everything. So I have had an interest in this. I mean, even as a child, after my first drowning experience, I used to sew up animals. People used to bring me their animals that were not well. And so I've sort of always had that. It just, now it's just, you know, kind of grown into that. So in the anatomy of healing and wellness, I have to tell you, I get into crazy things. Like everybody knows cinnamon's good for your circulation, and most people do.
Yes.
And they also
know
it's good for blood sugar. But the thing about it is, you know, I have people that do not go to the grocery store and buy cinnamon. First of all, they usually only sell casa cinnamon at the grocery stores, because casa is the cheaper form of the cinnamon. Casa in larger amounts can cause liver damage. What you want is something called true cinnamon. True cinnamon is Scion cinnamon, and it's called true cinnamon, and you get that at an herb store. And if you have at least, like, 6 grams is about a teaspoon, even 6 grams of that can help to regulate your blood sugar. You know, you can put it, I mean, having a peppermint tea before bed with a teaspoon of cinnamon. And I mean, it's just, there's so much you can do with it. But the book is just filled with all kinds of little tidbits like that all through it. So it's pretty interesting.
Now, Sheila, do you ever do workshops? I know you probably are on your cruise, which is what, March 9th through the 13th, 2017.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested, you can go on the site. And we already have one of our listeners going to contact you, Crystal Tucker. Okay, sounds good. Do you do workshops in this? I know you do speaker.
Yes.
You know, you're a keynote speaker.
I am a keynote speaker. And the truth is, I have an 8-hour nationally accredited workshop called Intentional Wellness. And I will not be doing that on the cruise. The cruise is going to be, we have a lot of workshops and everything is great, but they're only like hour classes. So,
right,
it's more like fun. I mean, in my workshop, and I do a 3-day retreat that I haven't done in a number of years because I've been too busy, but I'd love to do it. But the, because I teach a technique that I call ORT, Opportunity Retrieval Technique. And what that is, I actually teach people how to, they say that most, you hear people who have spontaneous healings and things, and that is done, I hope I don't sound too far out, but almost all healing takes place outside space and time. It's like people who are into meditation will tell you, it's the breath, it's between the breath.
Yes.
That the miracles happen.
It's between the in-breath and the out-breath.
So,
yes, absolutely.
Right, and so I actually teach a technique that will, that can take you to the place where you need to be, and of course I'm there to guide you. You can't do this on your own. It's very deep work, but where you can actually start to unravel the traumas, and once that trauma begins to unravel, it affects the timeline all the way back and all the way forward. It's just an amazing thing. And so yes, I do have workshops. I haven't done them in a while because I've been really busy, you know. And when you produce a book and you put it out there, it takes me away.
Yeah.
And I'd love to do my intentional wellness again. I've done a number of them. And if you go on my website and look at some of the testimonies, they're self-explanatory. So, you know, people have really enhanced their life, because many people really, they think they're living their life, but they're really only living the reaction that they're living a reaction to the surroundings that were around them. In other words, the choices they're making aren't coming from their truest self. They're coming from the old perceptions or things that were put on them. So it's really important. Some people don't ever have the opportunity to actually stand in their own shoes. So I think it's very important that we each do that work. They should teach it in school, really, but they don't, of course. But.
Yes. Well, that's what I say with all these techniques. It should be part and parcel. But someday. Well, that's good to know, because we've had some people asking, you know, we have the workshops. But you have a lot of this information, on your website, which is
And people can contact me. I would love to come and do one of my intentional wellness workshops in Los Angeles one day, just so you know. My kids live there, and I'm down there a lot. Going to be down there for the cruise, and we can talk about that sometime. You know, we can get a group of people together or something. I would love to do my workshop down there. It would be wonderful. Or even, so I have a lot of things to offer that we're not really talking about on the show, but anyway, it'd be
wonderful.
Well,
you'll have to come back closer to the cruise, maybe a month or two before. Come back and your books will be out by then. Yes, and love to, you know, share more of your work and insight. Tamara in the chat says, I love talk like this. Me too. We're winding out, everybody. We've been talking to Sheila Sterling. You can find out more about her work at truelife-solutions.com. And we've been talking about her upcoming books as well as the cruise that's coming up. And the book, again, tell me the title again. It'll be available Whole Foods. Amazon as well, right? The Whole Foods will be also both of them on Amazon?
It's not on Amazon yet. It has to be reconfigured for Amazon. It'll probably be about 4 months before it's up on Amazon. So, but yeah, you can ask for it in Whole Foods, or you can get it off of the website is the best way to get it. And, yeah, it'll be more and more, but, you know, these things take a little time to get them out.
Yeah.
So,
well, but it's in Whole Foods. That's great. I mean, that's really great.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not, they aren't in stores. Yeah, I know. It's great. So, and I want to thank you so much. It's always such a wonderful experience and so much fun. I just love your show and admire everything you're doing. You're doing such great work. It's just wonderful.
Oh, Sheila, thank you. I love it, too. And I get to talk to amazing people like you, share you with everybody, you know, with all our listeners. And, yeah, just great connecting everybody in the chat by phone. We've got a really nice community here. I feel really, really lucky, blessed, enjoy, you know.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Well, you come back, and I love what you're sharing, and congratulations. You help so many people. And, you truly do great work. Thanks for being on, Sheila.
Well, thank you so much. It's my privilege and my honor. You know, so that it's just
all right,
wonderful. People are wonderful, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Yeah.
Yes, me too.
And your listeners are welcome to contact me anytime.
Okay. All right. Okay. And thank you, listeners. Let's see. Thank you. Another great show. You're very welcome in the chat. Great show. Thank you, everyone. And, of course, our awakened guest was Sheila Sterling, and you can find out more information at truelife-solutions.com. Her latest book, Anatomy of Healing and Wellness, will be in Whole Foods in Los Angeles, and she'll be doing book signings. And also she's got a new cookbook, Vibrant Life Cookbook, and, of course, the Anti-Aging Getaway Cruise, March 9th through the 13th. That's 2017. I would go to her website and check it out, see what's there, see what resonates, and you'll find out the date of the book signing and everything. Oh, you all are everything. Thanks, everyone, for being here and making Awakenings what it is. I know some of you went through little health challenges. Glad you're okay. Or procedure. Glad you're okay. And thank you, everyone in the chat, holding the sacred space, grounding the energy. Thank you, callers, for sharing your life, your life, your love, your wisdom through calling in. Remember, when you call in or anybody asks a question, whether it's calling in or via the chat, you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping other people, because you know not just one or two or a hundred, thousands are going through what you're going through. Sometimes almost exactly the same. I get these emails. I'm going through exactly the same thing that caller was. So I'm glad they called in. Be here next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can call in for a reading, get your questions answered, to chat, share what's going on with you and your soul path, your life path. And for all things Awakenings, any questions, awakeningsradio@gmail.com or awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. So until next time, continue to share your insights, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.